Studio 360.
We're going to return back to the room. If a neuroscientist were here, they might say we were in a very high state of relaxation, perhaps the highest state of relaxation. So if you feel so inclined, go around and give each other an embrace.
We did it. Yes.
I'm having a terrible laughter yoga flashback.
I think that's technically called PTSD.
Well, or light, anyway. It was slightly awkward, especially the hugging the strangers as you're faking the laughter. Two awkward things combined into one. But, you know, to tell the truth, after our hour there, I did feel better. I felt my jet lag was remediated.
Yeah, and I felt kind of weirdly energized. But there was this one person there who, like, totally had our number.
My name's Lisa, and I heard you say this is terrifying since December. Well, I have to say that I sat for the whole first session going, I thought everybody could see the flashing light, because all I was thinking is, this is so stupid. This is so stupid. And then when we went around and talked, and I said, this was the stupidest thing I ever did. And 3 weeks later, I came back.
What made you come back?
So when I left here, I went on YouTube and I started listening to a lot of things. I got a better sense of the conceptual underpinnings of it. And I did notice that I felt better. And it stayed forced for a really long time. So here I see you guys and I'm like, oh, they're going to think we're so stupid. And you say this is terrifying. And then I got hysterical laughing watching you two.
Yeah. Now, your laughter at us seemed pretty authentic.
The thing about Lisa is she knows that we think she looks completely nuts and she just doesn't care because it makes her feel better.
Absolutely. And it was the moment in the talk back period where I thought, like, okay, I get this. Over time, maybe I would be able to join her.
Yeah, and I kind of thought it was a little bit of the placebo effect. You know, she thinks it's making her feel better, so it makes her feel better.
And we are, God knows, living in the age of the placebo. But in fact, one of the neuroscientists I talked to, Sophie Scott, said that it seems to be more than that.
It certainly gives you measurable changes in your body's physiology that does relate to mood. So you get a measurable change in pain thresholds when you've been laughing. That seems to be not specific to laughter. That's probably because you're doing quite a lot of exercise within reason when you're laughing. You also get, and this seems to be more specific to laughter, you get a reduction in adrenaline and a longer-term reduction in cortisol. And those are both hormones associated with stress.
Right.
So that's really key. Because cortisol and adrenaline are real hormones in your body that are associated with changes, stuff like how your brain is functioning and how much belly fat you have.
Right.
So maybe they're right. Maybe laughter does have a real physical effect.
Now, within that, what we don't know is that the laughter, or is it the fact that it pretty much always that laughter is being elicited in a social context? So was I feeling great because I'd been laughing all afternoon? Was it actually because I'd been laughing with two friends all afternoon? And it's very hard to start separating that, because if I hadn't been with my friends, I wouldn't have laughed that much.
Oh, the chickens and the eggs there. Laughter makes us feel better, but maybe it's because we do it most of the time with people we like and like being around.
But I like what she said about the effect being real.
Well, I do know that the rare time when I find a television sitcom these days that actually makes me laugh, like Veep or Silicon Valley, I am truly addicted to it in a way, because laughing at it with my loved ones feels good. And maybe that's enough.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Well, thank you, Mary, for joining me on this laughter adventure.
Thanks so much for having me, Kurt.
Not to imply that that is Mary Harris. Mary is a health reporter at WNYC.